It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, it's mypigradio.com. I've loved you, girl. Earl Thomas Conley, and another great guest with us this morning. Welcome, Miss Teresa Bell. Teresa Dell, I'm sorry, deaf and hard of hearing access specialist. So tell us a little bit about your group and what you do.
Okay. Like you said, I'm a deaf and hard of hearing access specialist serving 23 counties in East Texas. We do have other specialists in the state of Texas. There's about 17 of us in the state of Texas mm-hmm. provide services for deaf and hard of hearing, any degree of hearing loss. We serve from birth all the way to senior citizen. There's no age limit. Anything like work-related, they're looking for work or anything like that,
yes,
we
ma'am.
Assist them. We're funded by Health and Human Services Commission, mm-hmm. and we've been around since late 80s. And I also give training and workshop. I give training for law enforcement officers.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, teach them how to communicate effectively with the driver who have hearing loss, deaf mm-hmm. or hard of hearing. And I've been doing that for 4 years. And amazingly, when I was giving a law enforcement training, a lot of officers do have hearing loss.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and some of them have hearing aids, and they come to me and say, hey, I can't hear, I don't know what to do. And I said, that's okay, you come and see me, and I can provide services for them, help them to get a hearing aid, any devices that would help them with a job.
And so many other skills that you're able to help the deaf and hearing impaired, you yourself being deaf.
Mm-hmm. I've been deaf ever since I was a small child.
Mm-hmm.
My family found out I was deaf when I was 3 years old. I got a staph infection from the hospital where I was born. And English is my primary language.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't learn sign language till I was 6 years old. And I'm very grateful that I can do both.
Right.
Because if you think about it, if you have hearing loss, it's so hard to hear the communication or the noise around you and so forth. If you think about the word bin, men, pen, that sound kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, pay me, baby. And it's hard for them to pick that up. One time, my ex-husband and I went to the concert, and he was saying, the band is awesome. I said, yeah, the men are great.
Yeah.
The band and
you
men, it looks the same. When it's so noisy, and it's hard to pick it up.
Right.
You know, right. I do misunderstand a lot. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Well, but the program here is designed to be able to help
yes.
with these resources and... But, I mean, you speak so very well.
Thank you.
So, I mean, that's a testament as to just how much having somebody with knowledge involved mm-hmm. can help these, I guess, clients, patients.
Yes.
The deaf and hearing impaired that we want to help.
Right.
So how could someone reach out to you, your contact information?
They can reach me at the phone number is 903-858-4577, or they can email me at DHS, which is Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Access, ACCESS, number 4, letter A as in Apple, at HHSC.state, it's STATE, .TX.US.
Fantastic. And let's see, how much time have we got here? I'm trying to keep an eye on our clock while we're going. But we wanted to talk about this a little bit right here. I was looking for this. You know, we're looking at the total population of Texas around almost 30 million people
right.
now.
A lot of people.
And that's the latest census. But when they looked at hearing impaired numbers, was that 2005?
Right.
So we're talking about 15 years ago.
I know.
And 15 years ago, we were saying that there was 3.8 million people.
Definitely.
In the state of Texas, deaf or hard of hearing.
Right.
So if we're saying 15, let's say that number, it's had to have doubled.
I agree.
It's going to have to, if not more, it'll have to be around 9 million.
I would say yes, I agree. And you have to think about it. It's common for people to have hearing loss. And people would say, how can it be common? Construction, military. I say veteran also. A military officer, law enforcement, concert, mm-hmm. anything like that, it can damage your hearing.
A lot of things can damage your hearing. And that's a good thing because you help people not just people that are deaf, but mm-hmm. people who have that hearing loss that it's just enough to affect them to be correct. Able to communicate or hear things or work properly because you get to the point where, like you said, everything kind of sounds the same.
Yeah. Yeah, see, a lot of people misunderstand hearing loss. They were thinking, you're not paying attention.
Our selective hearing.
You got that. Yeah, right.
Can you stay with us?
To me, you know, that's the thing.
Right. Can you stay with us a few minutes, Ms. Dale?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
And we'll do another break coming up.
Okay. Download.
I sang Dixie. Dwight Yoakam's on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. And one more time, we're about to get up out of here uh-huh. and make some room for Miss Fabian, but we got Miss Teresa Dale with us, deaf and hard of hearing access specialist.
Yep.
Again, I wanted to hit on your contact information. If you know someone that is maybe having trouble hearing or deaf, regardless of age, we're talking about children to...
Right. From birth to senior citizens.
That's one thing I've learned is that it's not just for old people. You know, we all go, well, you know, they're old or hard hearing. You can have a lot of different things damage your hearing and be still out in the workforce, still be in school, whatever.
Yeah, right. Hunting,
or even
shooting.
Mom or parent right. left the music up and the kids in the back seat listening to the music. Ear infection, it's common in kids.
It really is. So best way to get a hold of Miss Teresa Dale, I'm going to give you her phone number. It's 903-858-4577, 903-858-4577. Her email is dhhaccess4a@hhsc.state.tx.us. And we're going to make sure to have all this information up at mypigradio.com. And of course, and we've been podcasting. See that there?
Yay.
Yeah, you're a podcaster now.
Oh, yay!
Well, the one thank thing you. That you said, how 23 counties?
23 counties in East Texas.
Is what you, sir? So you're on the road a lot. You're on the road a lot.
I spend about at least 1,500 miles per month.
Wow.
I'm always on the road. I'm always out of the office. Uh-huh. My office is located in Tyler. Mm-hmm. And I do come to Texarkana. I go all the way up to Paris and Marshall, Jacksonville, all over the places.
You got East Texas covered.
Yeah, and she's doing it. Well, thank you so much, Miss Teresa, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. We're glad
you were able to share some of this with us. We want to put these resources up where some folks can take advantage of it and get some help.
And please call me. Do not sit back and be afraid to talk about it. It is okay. And like I said, the hearing loss is common nowadays.
I know.
Oh, that's you.
No, I have.
He has some of that.
I have selective hearing.
Whatever
are you
say.
Sure?
Whatever you say.
No, I'm not sure. Thank you, Ms. Teresa.
You're welcome.
And you
thank
be
you.
Careful out here.
I definitely will.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.